I'm not surprised with the report today, and as you said, we are sceptical about it, so much so that earlier this year we actually bought the data set for Sligo from GeoDirectory to analyse what they were deeming as vacant buildings in our town. And to our surprise, the first exercise we had to do was remove buildings from Cavan, Leitrim, Donegal from the Sligo set. So that was immediately overestimating the buildings that were vacant in Sligo. And then even more surprisingly, my own building is listed as being vacant twice in the data set. So we have worked with Sligo County Council as part of a European project with seven other cities that are looking at vacancies in town centres across Europe. And our initial analysis shows that approximately 50% of what GeoDirectory are deemed to be vacant are actually occupied. Now, we haven't completed our studies, but we will have them completed by early November, and we'll be presenting our findings to a major conference in Paris dealing with cities across Europe. And at that stage, we will also forward on our report to GeoDirectory and ask them to comment as to why buildings like my own, which are fully occupied, are being registered as vacant on their directory.
Well, it would seem from what you're saying, Finbar, and from the data that you have compiled, that GeoDirectory are simply inaccurate. And would you go as far to say as these reports that are issued quite frequently are damaging to Sligo?
Lack of data is a problem in town centres all over Ireland. And as a member of the National Oversight Committee for the Sligo or Town Centre First, I have been asking the government to provide an accurate data set for all our towns. And until the government step up to the mark and get an accurate data set, we really don't know what's going on in our towns. Ireland is unique in the lack of data we have for our town centres. And until you know what the real numbers are in a town, you can't address the problems in that town.